offering everything back to the Lord. When we understand that our partner has been given to us by God, we ask ourselves, is God happy with the way I'm treating his daughter or son? Such an approach gives us more strength to tolerate difficulties in a relationship. When a problem arises, we may think reflexively, that was an insult, I'm angry. But if we remember that we are caretaking for the Lord, we can move beyond our disturbance, interpreting the perceived insult as a cry for love rather than as an attack. As we offer everything back to the Lord, we discover many keys to make our relationships work. If we are unwilling to look for these keys, all the seminars and workshops in the world will not help. Theories are meaningless if we do not live from the heart. Book learning does not work if we do not seek a deeper understanding of the individual, the human condition, and eternal spiritual truths. Problems in a relationship are wonderful opportunities to discover our level of caring for another person. Such situations can test our willingness to be committed, honest, responsible, and accountable. Unfortunately, when challenges arise, one other pair may start looking for an escape route and the partnership gets shaken. But when we hang in and resolve difficult issues with our partner, the love increases because we have remained true to each other and cooperatively triumphed over adversity. God-centeredness is essential in relationship. When we think we are the proprietors, we cling to our money and other possessions. But when we understand that we are servants of the Lord, we realize that everything we have is actually a vehicle to allow us to offer our love back to God. This realization encourages us to become extremely loving and attentive because we know that we are caretakers on behalf of the Supreme. A relationship is an arrangement made by God to give us the opportunity to reciprocate His love for us. As we care for a husband, wife, or children, we gain the motivation to offer them the best of ourselves, even beyond what is necessary, because they belong to God. Our children are not ours alone. They are children of God. Our mate is not our property either, but is a representative of the Lord.